We are finalizing everything today and tomorrow. It has been an interesting adventure creating a virtual Graber's Farmers Week, for sure.
When did you know that you were going to be virtual? And tell us about the first steps once that became a reality for you, Lori.
I started thinking of it basically March 15th, as soon as we knew what we were in. And we had a meeting at the end of April and decided to hold out till July to make the final decision. And then in July, we sent out the press release saying that we were going fully virtual. We had a huge advantage that we've been live streaming for the past 3 years, so we know how to do that portion. It's just to make the whole thing virtual was new for us. So thank goodness we had 6 months, basically, to finalize all the details. And I think it's going to be an amazing conference, and I'm really appreciative of everyone that's standing behind as we've made this pivot to virtual.
And you've already answered it for us, but the reaction to what you had to do and how you're going to do it obviously sounds very positive.
I think it has been. It will be a change. People have to change their expectations a little. A lot of our agribusiness had never participated in a virtual show before. So, you know, for them to cross that bridge and decide to have a virtual booth was a big step for them, but just amazed at the support that they have had. Everyone knows why we had to do it, and I think especially in our 55th year, if we hadn't done anything, that wouldn't have looked well on us. I think, you know, it was important for us to continue, especially in our 55th year, and to do it in the grand scheme that we always do everything.
And it kicks off tomorrow, and then it's followed as usual by Beef Day and Dairy Day and Goat Day, Sheep Day, Horse Day, Ecological Day, and Crops Day will be the last day, Tuesday, January 12th.
That's correct.
Yeah. So how do I register? How do I check out all these seminars?
So go to our website, www.graybrucefarmersweek.ca or gbfw.ca. All the information is there on each day, for each day. And then you can also click on the Buy Ticket tab on the homepage, and that takes you to the platform to purchase your tickets.
Lori, you've had 55 years of running the show. Obviously, the longevity suggests that it's been very, very successful. What would make it successful this year? Do you have a target? Do you have a number of hits that you're looking for, a number of registers that you're looking for?
He didn't mean that you personally have been running it for 55
That's
years.
That's why I laughed.
Thank you, Paul. The show, let me rephrase that, Lori. What would make your show successful in your mind in terms of numbers, or do you have a goal or target?
First off, so this is my 16th year planning Graber's Farmers Week.
There you go, Paul.
So I am a bit long in the tooth as well. Success for me is getting through the week, getting through the 7 days. Success is also having producers from across Canada and into the U.S. and in Europe participating. We've been tremendously impressed by the out-of-province promotional partners that have gotten on board this year. So people are learning about Graber's Farmers Week all across Canada, which, you know, just imagine that. It started as a little gem of a conference in Grey Bruce, and it's a fantastic conference. But to think that now we're going all across Canada or beyond, that is just mind-boggling. So success is all of the producers enjoying the days that they participate in, the speakers being able to deliver their excellent content, the panels having lots of questions. Having that, we've worked really hard to get a lot of interactivity into the conference, face-to-face interactions between, you know, Nicole in our office in the information desk area, or Joanne. You can talk face-to-face to her. You can talk face-to-face to the speakers. You can talk face-to-face to the agribusiness and the exhibitors. So that's just fantastic. So success is just it coming off well.
And, of course, agribusiness has been embracing new technology for years and years, and now we've got new technology with the Graber's Farmers Week, too.
Yeah, and the sponsors and the exhibitors have just been phenomenal to walk with us when we have made this change. I was a little worried because initially we heard, you know, some institutions were no longer doing sponsorship, so those were kind of the first people I had ran into, and I thought, oh no, what's going to happen? But we actually have more sponsors than ever before, so that's, you know, just really uplifting to think that they're right there with us as we make this change.
Well, it kicks off tomorrow with the trade show, and it's gbfw.ca. That gives you all the details. You'll find out about registration prices and the schedule and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
Thanks. Well, Lori, have a great week.
You too. I hope to see you maybe on the screen at one point.
You never know.
No pies, though, sorry. But importantly, there is a food booth, a virtual kitchen with recipes there, so you can make your own pies.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, because I'm going to miss those pies down there.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Lori.
Thanks, Lori.
Care.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.